This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In Denver's Election Tuesday, the race for mayor and some city council seats are still undecided. Voters have rejected a plan to open Denver's Park Hill Golf Course for development. That ballot measure failed with about 60% of voters on the no side. CPR's Nathaniel Miner heard from some of those opponents.
These are people, some of whom are in the neighborhood, some of whom are just from across the city, and just don't want to see more growth in Denver. They think that more growth would add to traffic and make pollution worse. What they really want to see is this land to be turned into a public park of some sort. This vote would not do that. It would keep it as a golf course, but they hope that there might be some way that the city could figure out in the future how to make it a park.
CPR's Nathaniel Miner. In Colorado Springs, the race for that city's mayor will likely head to a runoff election next month. Coloradans can get free COVID-19 vaccinations for about another month. On May 11th, the federal government will end its public health emergency declaration. After that, Coloradans can stay up to date on vaccinations through a primary care provider, retail pharmacy, or one of hundreds of vaccine providers statewide. More than 4.5 million Coloradans have gotten at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is pushing to protect the Colorado River. He says everyone dependent on the river knows the stakes are high.
Sometimes progress requires people to have that sense of shared understanding that was not around 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It is here today, and that's why I think this is not just, silly optimism.
Congress has provided funding for river projects, but states have failed to agree on how to reduce their water use. This is CPR News and KRCC.